So this new bombshell Project Veritas story is the biggest story in the history of Project Veritas. And this is about that I call gay pharma bro who admits on camera that Pfizer is working towards mutating viruses in order to push to make the viral strains more potent as part of their vaccine marketing plan. It's obvious he's describing in great technical detail, actually, of how Pfizer plans to have a cash cow forevermore by having more vaccines for more strains and the strains that they are creating themselves. So it's pretty damning stuff. And then when he was confronted by James O'Keefe, of course, I covered this in a previous podcast, then the guy goes berserk and he assaults James O'Keefe and the Project Veritas journalists, and he destroys their iPad, you know, steals it and then destroys it. And he demands that they be kidnapped and locked into the restaurant so that they can't leave. And then at one point, he throws himself in front of a moving vehicle at night in order to try to stop the vehicle to prevent Project Veritas journalists from leaving the area, because this gay pharma bro, he thinks that the police are going to arrest these people for carrying out acts of journalism. Now, I said, of course, at a previous podcast that if anybody's arrested, it should be this guy, in my opinion, and the other Pfizer pharmaceutical executives. But the power of Pfizer is very, very widespread. They control most of major media. And as an example of that, the UK Daily Mail originally did a story about this gay pharma bro, as I'm calling him, the Project Veritas story. The UK Daily Mail wrote it up and showed some of the video, showed some screenshots from it. And that story was trending, you know, very nicely. And then the UK Daily Mail decided to pull the story. They brought it down. Not because it wasn't true or anything, but obviously because they were pressured by Pfizer. So this is somewhat surprising, because the UK Daily Mail has covered a lot of Project Veritas stories in the past, and they don't usually shy away from controversial stories at all. So to see them do this, somebody got to them, and it's not difficult to figure out who. And then MSN pulled the story as well. What else is interesting is that there was an army of online trolls, perhaps hired by Pfizer. We know that Big Pharma runs a lot of these trolling organizations. And their job was to try to push FUD, you know, fear, uncertainty, and doubt about the Project Veritas story. So they began claiming online that it was all staged, it was a setup, that there really wasn't this person. They were claiming that he didn't work for Pfizer, he wasn't a real person. That's nonsense. So since then, photographs have emerged of this guy going to medical school. He was a doctor, you know, an MD, and there's pictures of him in medical school in his doctor's lab coat or whatever it is. And there's all kinds of online sites of him with his title with Pfizer. Forgot the exact title, but it's something about a director of research in mRNA or mRNA projects or something of the kind. And a lot of background information about him has come out. And, you know, it turns out that it's very hard to completely erase your fingerprint from the internet if a powerful corporation is trying to, like, memory hole you. But that's what they're doing. And so this guy, Walker, they're trying to do to him what they're doing to Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills football player, who some people believe has died from the vaccine, but also Tiffany Dover. So this is the third example here with Walker, you know, gay pharma bro, the third example of the pharmaceutical industry trying to memory hole individuals whose deaths or behavior they don't like. So we now live in a society where the drug companies, the pharma cartels, can literally rewrite media. They can alter the online record of people. They can scrub sites. They obviously control Wikipedia. They control mainstream media completely. They can force the UK Daily Mail to take down a story. They can memory hole entire individuals. And so what you're going to see over the next few days, no doubt, is that this guy Walker will be unpersoned. They're not going to defend him because what he said is, you know, indefensible. He made major admissions. They can't twist this or spin it, really. They're going to memory hold this guy. And I wouldn't be surprised, I'm not accusing Pfizer of this in particular, but it would not surprise me if he vanishes or if he takes a leap off a tall building or something and then they claim, oh, it was suicide and the suicide should be blamed on Project Veritas. But in reality, potentially, it could turn out that he was thrown off the building. You know what I mean? Again, not accusing Pfizer of that directly, just saying I would not be surprised if somebody takes him out and then they try to claim it's suicide. Wouldn't be surprised at all. Because I know how dirty the pharmaceutical industry is. They pay black ops teams. And they've done it for years. And Monsanto used to do this too. I don't think Monsanto does it anymore ever since Bayer took them over, by the way. But Monsanto used to run a major black ops operation. And I know because I was one of the targeted journalists. I was one of the top targeted. Monsanto spent millions of dollars a year targeting people like myself and others who were calling attention to the dangers of glyphosate and GMOs. And the pharmaceutical companies do much the same thing. So anybody who's questioning vaccines is on a kind of hit list. It could be a hit list for being defamed, smeared, lied about. I've seen people that were set up with sex traps, false accusations of rape. And that's why people who speak out aggressively against Big Pharma, they cannot date. They can't go on a dating scene. They really can't be very social because any social setting could be a setup. I've seen this over and over again. In fact, I think there was a false accusation at one point, even against James O'Keefe, and it was completely bogus. I think that's what happened. I don't recall details. But anyway, standard operating procedure for the CIA and Big Pharma, who work in concert, of course. And they're working in concert to meet the kill quotas in America. They have to kill a certain percentage of the population in order to maintain power because they've been handed these kill orders by globalists, who themselves have been handed orders at another level that we don't even need to get into. But there's a kill quota. They're having trouble reaching it because of brave, courageous journalists and truth tellers and whistleblowers, people like James O'Keefe and like Dr. Peter McCullough or Dr. Robert Malone, or so many others who have come out. And, you know, frankly, due to independent media journalists like myself and Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and, you know, just so many people, too many to name, who are out there telling the truth. So the kill quotas are not being reached. Big Pharma is panicking. And their gay pharma bro people have loose lips, it turns out. Really, really loose lips. And they brag about their what appears to be gain-of-function criminal behavior. They brag about it on camera, and then they flip out when they're confronted. So this is what we're witnessing right now, a very fascinating moment in the history of journalism and the history of medicine. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.